that was the testimony of the Kira Kira service. We give them, we're thankful for their work, and we want to pray together for the continued blessing of our Kira Kira service. So let us look at today's reading, which is from Zechariah chapter 8. It's almost the beginning of the New Testament at the end of the Old Testament. So let's look at Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, chapter 8, verses 4 and 5. So let us read them. Verse 4, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Once again, men and women of ripe old age will sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each of them with cane in hand because of their age. The city streets will be filled with boys and girls playing there. So the Bible, when I read it myself, I was very excited because it seems to describe our Tsuchira Megumi Church. When the elderly people use the Kira Kira service, look at the ground of Megumi Church, they see the children from Mana Aijin playing happily there. And the children from Karashidane are also playing happily. The children of Morinogakuen play baseball and soccer and practice for their field day while running around and shouting. And they are yet again different from the children of Mana and Karashidane. Now, recently, because of the corona pandemic and epidemic, we've been in the custom of having the children visit Kira Kira service and have meal and fellowship together face to face several times a year. And once a year, the Kira Kira Kai, the elderly members of the church, will attend the kindergarten sports day. And this will be held next Saturday. And they observe the children in their quiet and courageous performance. And they always come and encourage the children. And of course, every Sunday on the Lord's Day, the church is filled with cheerful children, and many adults and grandparents are happy to see them. And I think this is exactly what Zechariah 8:4-5 says when I see the Tsuchira Megumi Church. And I remind of how thankful and blessed I am to serve here. So instead of Jerusalem, I would like to read the same verses with Tsuchira Megumi Church instead of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. I will return to Tsuchira and dwell in Tsuchira Megumi Church. Then, once again, men and women of ripe age will sit in the streets of Tsuchira Megumi Church, and each of them with cane in hand because of their age. Yet, the fields will be filled with boys and girls playing there. So we are sharing our lives together, and we are given this church according to the words of the Bible. What a blessing this is that we can worship God together and the Lord Jesus together here. I cannot tell you how thankful I am that everyone, young and old, men and women, can share the life that God has given us together here. The wisdom and knowledge, experience and hardships that the elderly have accumulated in their lives benefit not only themselves, but also the younger children and younger generations and the children. And we learn to appreciate and respect them by following them and watching their backs. I myself have been moved and taught countless times by following the back of the elders and elderly church members who have gone before me. I remember that when I was a college student, I wrote answers to a final exam based on what Elder Takekoshi had taught me and turned it in. And I received an A in that subject, a grade that was very precious to me. I am not a great student. I was mostly getting B, C, and D. And in my graduation thesis, I received only a B, but I got an A because I learned from Elder Takekoshi. And I can't help feel grateful for the opportunity to be such part of such a rich community of God's people and experience God's grace through His Word. Of course, all the words of the Bible are precious, but the words of Zechariah 8, 4, and 5 are words of restoration given by God through the prophet Zechariah when finally Israel returned to their homeland. Israel, after 70 years of captivity because of their disobedience to the Word of God. So this is how these are words of restoration and recovery. In verse 4, God uses the word again in speaking to us. Once again, men and women of ripe age are in the streets of Jerusalem. He talks about the old men and old women of their ripe old age, how they sit in the seats of Jerusalem, and they rejoice because of the boys and girls playing there. Together, they pray together, and they support each other. These are the prophet's words. These people will come to rejoice, support, and share with each other, rejoicing in the true God, and remembering their uncountable blessings. And now we too are enjoying those blessings, not only in Israel, but throughout the world and throughout time. And because of what? Because of whom? Because of the salvation, forgiveness, and redemption of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. This promise of restoration that the words of the prophet promise to the nation of Israel is now available to us through Jesus Christ. Of course, it is not finished. Can we say it is finished? Of course not. It is not finished, and it is a taste of things to come. We are promised that we will inherit the kingdom of God. So our earthly community is still immature and incomplete. It is still far from the state of perfection that Jesus warned us. Be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. We are so far from that. And yet, nevertheless, we are blessed to have a taste of the perfect community that will appear at the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ on that day. Jesus teaches us of the perfect community that we will be members of. This doesn't change. But in order to continue to enjoy this grace, and to be included in the perfection that Jesus mentioned, an important condition is given to us at the beginning of this book of Zechariah. So let's look at Zechariah 1. The very first verses. In the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Bechariah, son of Iddo. The Lord was very angry with our ancestors. Therefore, tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. Do not be like your ancestors, to whom the earlier prophets proclaimed, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Turn from your evil ways and your evil practices. But they would not listen or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Return to me, return to me. Continuing to turn to the Lord, listening to the Word of God, and keeping our eyes on the Lord Jesus, the founder and finisher of our faith, is an important and major condition for being admitted into the heavenly kingdom community with full restoration. That is, as we read in Romans 12, the condition is not to be in tune with the world, but to continue to worship God together, in spirit and in truth. To continue to worship God as a living offering of ourselves, that we may discern what is the will of God, to understand what is good, to know what is pleasing and perfect in God. It was said, "You must not be like your ancestors." We must fulfill the life we have been given by continuing to speak and preach the Word of God. We must encourage and teach one another that not listening to God's Word will lead to our destruction. In order to fulfill these perfect lives that we are called to, we must understand the words of Zechariah. Listen to God's word. Return to Him. Because otherwise, we will be destroyed. So, following the phrase of the book of Zechariah, there is something that God expects of you, old men and old women, and that is expected of us, the youth and the children. That is prayer and prophecy. Prophecy and prayer. We are to speak the word of God. We are to speak of God, of His word. So we are to return to God. When we are teaching the word of God, we must remind ourselves and others that we are to return to God. God says, "Return to me." This is His will that we must teach ourselves. His work. And this is Lord Jesus, who was experienced by the elders in their long lives. We ask that they pray in prophecy and speak the word of God to us. This will lead to the spiritual growth and maturity of not only Tsuchira Megumi Church, but also all the churches in Japan, the nation of Japan, and each and every nation in the world. I mentioned earlier that the reason that Israel perished was that because they did not obey the word of God. They could not listen, they could not obey, and they perished because the previous generation did not tell what they should obey. Instead of being told what they should follow, they were told only how they could live the so-called good life in this world. And the good life became idolatry, and the people of God, Israel, perished. Even more, the surrounding nations also suffered tremendous spiritual damage. And all this because they spoke only of the good life. As the good life became idolatry, the surrounding nations lost the salt of the earth and light of the world, the people of God, in the destruction of Israel. And so, in this way, they and their neighbors were ruined together. And so it is today. When we Christians do not speak the gospel and do not live the gospel, we also cause great spiritual damage to our society. That is what it means to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So we should not lament the lack of youth and children. Before that, we must speak the word of God. The voice of God that says, "Return to me," to the children and to the youth in front of you, whom God has entrusted to you now. Without it, there is no recovery, no path to perfection. Pray for us. Pray for us, the next generation and the generation after that. Because without it, there is no recovery, no path to perfection. It is the best that Lord Jesus comes as soon as possible, but until then, each generation must pray for the next. We, the youth and children, need your prayers, old men and women. in Christ. So let us look at the second chapter of Luke, verses 36 to 38. Luke, the second chapter of Luke, from verse 36. Luke 2, 36. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. At Christmas, we looked at this first, and we said, if you can, please pray like this Anna, and keep telling us about her son Jesus. Perhaps she had lived in hopelessness because of her widowhood, and yet, at this time, she stood and she spoke the word of God. Moses, who had no power and lived as if he had lost sight of his own life, at the age of 80, spoke the word of God to more than 2 million people younger than himself and prayed. The victory of Israel depended on these prayers of the old man Moses. The prophet Samuel as well was a man who had given himself to God from his childhood, but even in his old age he continued to pray for his people and speak the word of God to them. After he was taken to heaven, people said, Samuel, who prayed for us and spoke the word of God, has passed away. This is a matter of national importance. The second king of the kingdom of Israel, David, confessed this in his own later years. Let's look at Psalm 71, verse 17. Since my youth, God, you have taught me. Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my Lord, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. So David confessed that he would speak of the strange and mighty works of God to all who would come after him. And so we hear it now. It is my hope that this confession of David will be the confession of all old men and old women. Some of you may feel burdened when I say this, but this is not something that can be done or accomplished by your own power. Not your power alone, but it is the fulfillment of God's promise upon us, upon you, and within you. So let's look at the book of Joel, chapter 2. In Joel 2, verse 28 and 29, it says, and afterward I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And so God promised, in the latter days I will pour out my spirit upon the people, and cause my words to be spoken to them, and my promises to be carried in their hearts. And so, where is this fulfillment of this promised word? It is fulfilled in Acts, 2,800 years after the time of the book of Joel. Excuse me, it's fulfilled in Acts 2, 800 years after the time of Joel. Peter had been hiding in fear and trepidation, was filled with the Spirit of God, and began to speak the word of God to all kinds of people, quoting the words of Joel 2 in an open manner. Let's look at Acts 2. Here, we remember that Peter is speaking to many different people. So let's look at Acts 2 from verse 14. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. And here Peter is speaking the words of the book of Joel, that old men dream dreams. Peter himself has been transformed into a dreamer, one who sees dreams. Not a dream of peace in his old age, a dream of a peaceful life, but a dream of prophecy and service. The old man who was anointed with my spirit dreamed a dream, and the old men prophesied. The prophecy here is not prediction of what is to come. Prophecy means to receive the word. In other words, it is to speak the gospel, the word of God that has been spoken, given, stored up, and experienced through God throughout one's life, and entrusted to one by the Lord Jesus. This is prophecy, to speak the word of God. And in speaking the word of God, in speaking the gospel, we are also speaking the prophecy of the ultimate timetable of God. This is because the reason for speaking the word of God is to believe in and be saved by the forgiveness of sins of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may be admitted into the perfect kingdom of God that will appear on the day of judgment. Without the forgiveness of sins, without the cross of the Lord Jesus, we cannot be admitted into that perfect kingdom. To speak of the ultimate end of the world is to speak of prophecy. It is to speak of the word of God, and consequently to speak of the prophecy of the ultimate day. So, you elders, please prophesy to our youth, to our children, by the Spirit of God. And offer prayers to the Spirit of God according to the word of God. This will be our salvation on heaven and earth, the blessing and fortune of the next generation. And we ask that you offer prayers by the Spirit of God, according to the word of God. This will be our salvation. This will be the blessing and fortune of the next generation. And in turn, borrowing a phrase from the book of Zechariah, the fortune of the old men and old women. God will give you a happiness that is incomparable to the happiness that the world gives you. And therefore, I hope that you will be at ease and have a holy and consecrated exhilaration of faith in Christ. There is no retirement from faith. There is no retirement in the life of faith. And remember, God has also said, I will take charge of them and be responsible for them, while making this promise for old men and old women in Christ. So let us look at Isaiah 46. Even into your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. Let us look at Psalm 92, where it is written in verse 13 and 14. Verse 13 and 14 of Psalm 92. The righteous are planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. The tripartite God promises to save, protect, guide, nurture, bear, and bear fruit, and fill with every grace every old man and every old woman in Christ. So rest assured, as in verse 15 of Psalm 92, they will proclaim, "The Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in Him." Thus I tell you, the Lord is righteous, my rock, and there is no lie in Him. Proclaim this to the world. These words that you have experienced, preach them, live them, and tell our youth and children, "The Lord is righteous, my rock, and there is no lie in Him." This Shakai, this society, has long been called an aging society. And in it, the holy exhilaration of the elderly men and women in the Lord and in Christ will lead to the true blessing of this country, this church, and this church in Japan. There are many churches, 40% of them in this country of Japan, with no pastor, where there are almost no youth, young people. And yet, isn't this showing us what the elderly need to do? To pray and to prophesy. So I would like to conclude with the famous words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. From verse 13, it is written, "I believed, therefore I have spoken." Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to Himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. And therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For we speak believing, knowing that the outward man may decline and decay, yet the inward man is renewed daily and is raised up with the Lord Jesus. Because we have believed, because we want to believe, because we have faith, and I hope that the old men, the old women, and all of us will be those who speak the word of God and pray. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, from the time we were born, from before we were born. You gave us salvation, encouragement, and you have guided us and taught us. And in our meeting with the Lord Jesus, we met the true God. And we are able to renew our knowledge of God. And we give you thanks for the new life you have given us. As David and Anna, as Moses, all confessed, when they became old and their hair became white, God, even now, is making us bear fruit and giving us the strength to endure. And we continue to live in you. And so, let us continue. Tell us of your great works, and let us know your love. Help us to teach the young people and the children to speak your word, and every day speak of the perfect kingdom that is to come. On this earth, be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. May we fulfill these prophecies and words. And in the blessed name of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.